This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the first private walk-in space this morning. A billionaire kicked it off with SpaceX, popping open the hatch of the capsule this morning in space. A SpaceX engineer who is also on board is spacewalking today, too. The plan is to keep a hand or foot attached to the capsule the whole time and flex arms and legs. Now back on Earth, Francine became a tropical storm after crashing into Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane yesterday. Widespread power outages, dangerous storm surge. The AP's Donna Warder.
Tropical storm Francine is forecast to drop heavy rains and cause floods as it moves north toward Mississippi. The storm came ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane on Wednesday. More than 275,000 homes and businesses have lost power.
About 200 people are known dead in Vietnam after a typhoon there. Hundreds of people turned out at a beach in Washington State for an evening vigil remembering Aishanur Aigi, the 26-year-old activist from Seattle killed by the Israeli military during a protest in the occupied West Bank last week. Her friend Juliette Majid.
All I know is I feel incredibly heartbroken, but to see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched, how many people cared just as much for her as she cared for them, it's beautiful to see that the community has shown up for Aishanur and that her love continues past.
On the campaign trail today, Vice President Harris and Donald Trump. She'll rally supporters in North Carolina. He'll be in Arizona. Did you watch their debate on Tuesday night? About 67 million people watched the presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. This is AP News. Now to a diversity policy overhaul in North Carolina. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
A new policy that removed diversity, equity, and inclusion jobs from North Carolina's public university system indicate that 59 staff positions were cut and 139 were reassigned. That's according to reports submitted by the 16 institutions, which had until September 1st to show what actions they took to comply. The most cuts came at UNC Chapel Hill, followed by UNC Charlotte and North Carolina State University. The results included program changes and the closure of diversity offices. $17 million were reallocated to recruitment and scholarships as a result of savings from the cuts. Republicans control both chambers in the North Carolina State House, and lawmakers had been working to ban the programs before May when the UNC Board of Governors stepped in with the new guidelines. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow rose 124 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.